It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. COVID-19 updates, the FAA moves on drones, Apple did slow down those iPhones, and which big tech company do Americans trust most? This is the Business of Tech. I have a feeling there'll be a periodic COVID-19 segment on the show now. Here are the updates since the last time. Google and Microsoft each canceled another event. Their Google Cloud Next in San Francisco and Microsoft's MVP Summit near Seattle, respectively. NVIDIA's GPU conference will be online only. Facebook and Twitter have withdrawn from South by Southwest. Facebook has restricted visitors to their offices, and Google and Amazon have announced limited travel. Twitter has strongly encouraged employees to work from home. Adobe has canceled its summit, converting the event to online. And in France, the country's flagship channel event, IT Partners, has been postponed, impacting 8,500 delegates. Why do we care? We really want to temper our reactions and ensure the reaction is smart and thoughtful as much as possible. The Surgeon General warned on Twitter to, quote, "Seriously, people, stop buying masks, because not only are they not effective against the virus, but it causes shortages for healthcare providers as well. It also impacts workers like construction workers and painters that need those masks. There's reason to be concerned, but there's overreaction as well, which can make the situation even worse." The Channel Partners event next week in Las Vegas has not been canceled, and the Channel Company's Exchange event is going on right now. It will be notable to see which proceed and which do not moving forward. The comments period has closed on the Federal Aviation Administration's review of proposed regulations that would require nearly every drone flying to broadcast its location over the internet at all times. The comments have been overwhelmingly negative, with hobbyists warning the rules are too costly for those flying model airplanes, homemade drones, or other personal devices. Per Ars Technica, owners of existing drones and model airplanes would face new restrictions on when and where they could be used. The regulations could effectively destroy the market for kit aircraft and custom-designed drones by shifting large financial and paperwork burdens onto the shoulders of consumers. The proposed rules require all new drones weighing more than 0.55 pounds connect to one of several location tracking databases, which would be developed by private vendors, and provide real-time updates on their location, thus also requiring a live internet connection. So why do we care? With commercial drone use both growing and expected to continue to accelerate, there's a real tension between hobbyists and these commercial needs. I'm neither a drone nor an aviation expert, but this doesn't feel like the right solution to me. One of the leading drone makers, who opposes the proposal, has a drone identification technology based on radio signals, which seems like a much more reasonable way to proceed here. With the comments so negative, it'll be notable how the FAA proceeds. Apple has agreed to a settlement of $500 million after admitting it slowed down older iPhones. Those who bought products in the iPhone 6 and 7 lineups will be eligible for a small payout. The deal was filed last Friday and is awaiting final court approval. So why do we care? This one's notable because providers and customers alike may be eligible. It also speaks to transparency. The crime is in the cover-up more than the intention. If this was a feature you were made aware of and could control, there wouldn't have been a lawsuit. The Verge has conducted another of their tech surveys, gauging the feelings of Americans around big tech companies. This year's survey yields the following results. 56% said the government should break up tech companies if they control too much of the economy. 72% said Facebook has too much power. 51% said Google and YouTube should be split into separate companies. Americans believe that Google, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Netflix, and YouTube have an overall positive effect on society, while Twitter, Slack, Instagram, and Facebook have an overall negative effect. Microsoft leads big tech companies in the number of Americans who say they trust it at 75%. Amazon is close behind at 73%. Pulling up the rear, Facebook. Just 41% of Americans say they trust the company to safeguard their personal information. So why do we care? For many, technology is viewed as these companies, and the growing negative sentiment should not be ignored. This impacts any company who deals in technology, and this is the data point to show that continue. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, support the podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio as part of our Give What You Want support tier. Right now, the first 40 Patreons who sign up will get to ask a question and get a video made just for you with an answer and analysis. Think of it as private consulting. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.